Simon & Schuster Audio presents Players, the story of sports and money and the visionaries who fought to create a revolution by Matthew Futterman. Read by George Newbern.
You've got to get to the stage in life where going for it is more important than winning or losing. Arthur Ashe, tennis champion, civil rights activist. Introduction. After graduating from the U.S. Naval Academy at Annapolis, Maryland, where he won the Heisman Trophy, Roger Staubach served the 4 years in the Navy that came with the diploma from the Academy. Then in 1969, the man who had been college football's best player joined the Dallas Cowboys. He took over as the starting quarterback in 1971, but Staubach may have made his smartest move in 1970, when he began selling commercial real estate in the off-season for the firm of Henry S. Miller. He continued to spend his off-seasons hawking office space throughout his career. In 1977, 2 years before he retired, he launched his own commercial real estate firm. Staubach didn't begin showing Dallas-area office and warehouse space in the early 1970s because he loved the business or planned eventually to become a property mogul and launch his own company. He did it because he had a young family, and he needed the money. In 1971, his job as the starting quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys paid him a whopping $25,000, about the same salary as a mid-level lawyer in the U.S. Department of State at the time. I know this because my father was an assistant legal counsel.